We've got Mike on the line. Mike? Mike?
Oh.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Good, good.
Talk to me.
Well, I thought I'd give you a call, and I've been listening to your program, and you're absolutely right. It's all about what we put in our bodies.
And tell me, you've worked with me, right?
Yeah.
And what was your we don't have a lot of time, but tell me what were you concerned about before you came in for your evaluation?
Well, I was diagnosed with MS about 13 years ago, 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my symptoms were progressing, getting worse.
Getting worse.
And I was preparing myself for the inevitable, a wheelchair, essentially.
And you were taking medications?
Absolutely. I was taking a weekly injection of Avonex.
Wow.
Took that for, 12 years.
And then you came, you got the evaluation. Of course, you weren't the first in your family, were you?
No, I was not.
Who was first?
My daughter, Samantha.
And what was her issue?
She had severe headaches.
And what happened after her evaluation?
You found out that it was brown rice. And within a week and a half, she was headache-free.
And hasn't had any, has she?
No, she has not. And that's what prompted me to come see you.
And then there was something else, too. It wasn't that long ago that she was experiencing another symptom.
Yeah, and that's a little vague to me. The wife, it was a menstrual cycle, I believe, issue. And
you brought her to the medical doctors, and they couldn't find much of anything?
Exactly.
And then you came back, and we did the evaluation, and what result?
Doing very well. Very well.
And how about your symptoms? The MS is so many people with diagnoses of MS out there. And what was the most surprising thing either about the evaluation or the results of the evaluation or the results of with respect to the improvement in your health?
Well, you determined it was heavy metals.
Okay.
Aluminum.
Uh-huh.
And we changed the diet. No grains, no fruit, no sugars, absolutely no sugars. And over time, my health has gotten better, extremely better.
Oh my goodness! You mean you cut out sugar and you cut out grains, and your life got your situation got better?
Absolutely. I don't take those weekly injections. I haven't taken those since I came to see you.
Which? How long ago?
Oh gosh, 14, 15 months.
Wow! And things are improving.
I would say yes. I'm out walking. I love to hunt. I love to get out in the woods. And it's something I was, going to resign myself. I can't do this anymore. Well, this last fall, I was out mountain biking.
Wow.
Up in the mountains, riding around for miles.
So from a prospect of a wheelchair to mountain biking, I would say that is a long distance.
Long distance.
Oh, that's so cool.
I still have... My body still has to heal itself. I still have a slight limp.
We're still working on things, aren't we?
It's not getting worse. That's the key thing. It's not getting worse.
Right. And of course, you also, obviously, you must have more energy. You must have, I know you work hard.
Absolutely.
So, and yet you're still able to now participate in activities, which, of course, it's all about quality of life. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the whole family is, because we changed our diet, the whole family is benefiting from this.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's not Carla. It's not Olivia. It's the whole family. The quality of our lives is greatly improved.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, what would you recommend to anybody out there, any parents of kids, families out there? If they were either struggling with a health concern or simply wanted to... to find a way to get healthier and stay healthier. What would you recommend?
I would say you got to change your diet. You can't watch what the advertisements have, for fast food and soda and energy drinks and all this other crud we're putting on our bodies. Get back to the basics.
Get back to the basics.
Back to the basics of eating healthy, natural, organic food.
And you can begin to turn around such things as MS.
Absolutely.
Mike, thanks so much for calling. I got to run because we're out of time. And thank you so much, and I'll be seeing you at your next appointment. Thank you.